I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Friday, December 31st. Celebrating the new year seems so fundamental that it's almost as if nature ordained it. But New Year's is a civil event, not fixed for any natural reason, unconnected with a solstice or equinox or any other seasonal marker.
The modern celebration of New Year's Eve and New Year's Day stems from an ancient Roman custom, the feast of the Roman god Janus, god of doorways and beginnings. The name for the month of January also comes from Janus, who was depicted as having two faces, one looking back into the past and the other peering forward to the future.
By the Middle Ages, in many places, the new year began in March. Around the 16th century, a movement developed to restore January 1st as New Year's Day. Still, there's a natural event around now, one that the old calendar makers didn't consider.
It's Earth's perihelion, or closest point to the sun. It happens because Earth's orbit around the sun isn't a perfect circle, and it always happens in the first few days of January. Earth is closest to the sun tomorrow, according to clocks in the U.S. We're now about 146 million kilometers from the sun, in contrast to about 151 million kilometers in early July.
Special thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.